Hello, my name is Kevin Keith. I'm honored to have a chance to contribute to this podcast, and I'd like to talk today on the question, why aren't skeptics more fun? Skepticism has a reputation for being humorless and negative. Skeptics are the ones dumping on others' beliefs and values, challenging simple statements of fact, and taking a kind of smug and condescending tone toward people asserting their own perspectives on issues of the day. It's gotten to the point that one well-known skeptic, the respected astronomer Phil Plait, gave a widely viewed speech at The Amazing Meeting 2010, in which he encouraged people to don't be a dick. He apparently felt it was necessary to tell skeptics that. But why should skepticism come across this way? There's nothing inherently negative or hostile about skepticism. Skepticism is just the tool for ensuring that important matters are handled by rational thinking grounded on true factual beliefs. A tool that works for anyone who's willing to use it, and is indispensable for those who take their own thinking and beliefs seriously. Even better, skepticism is the way that people who are fascinated by the world, who delight in the amazing things to be seen there and to be learned about how they all fit together, experience the excitement that that knowledge and the search for it brings. Besides that, skepticism is just cool. It's the way the great historic breakthroughs of clear thinking have accomplished so much good in the world, from Semmelweis's discovery of antisepsis, to Feynman's refusal to accept the official word on the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, and so many others. The skeptical standard-bearers of our own age are legendarily cool individuals. Carl Sagan, who enthralled millions while making them love science. James Randi, who birthed the contemporary skeptical movement using, of all things, magic. The Mythbusters, who employ the scientific method to debunk urban legends with flames and explosions. And Neil deGrasse Tyson, inheritor of Sagan's mantle and named sexiest astrophysicist alive. Even ordinary everyday skeptics, who may not be rock stars or TV stars, are curious, aggressive in seeking the truth, actively investigational, and engaged in the process of holding their beliefs and the claims of fact they are asked to accept to a rigorous standard of reliability. Skepticism offers the same excitement as scientific research even when merely confirming what is already known. Why should something so cool, so valuable, and so much fun turn out to be a source of contention and resentment? Part of the problem is that the skeptical stance is to some degree inherently negative and confrontational. Skeptics demand proof of empirical claims. They subject beliefs and statements to logical analysis. This means that almost any beliefs about the world as it is are vulnerable to skeptical inquiry, and in many cases will fail the tests to which they are put. Another aspect of skepticism that rankles some people is its role in defending against and debunking falsehoods and con games. Many famous skeptics made it their practice to actively expose falsehoods used to mislead people or take advantage of them, such as spiritualism or fake mind reading, or unfounded medical claims such as homeopathy, anti-vaccination propaganda, and so on. Many people attach a lot of importance to such beliefs, and they're not happy to see those commitments challenged or threatened. Then, of course, there's the common role of skepticism in challenging and debunking religious claims. To a skeptic, the factual claims of religion regarding miracles, historical events, and so on are open to empirical and rational analysis just like any other claims, and those factual religious claims often fare very poorly when put to the skeptical test. And of course, religious beliefs are among the most strongly held and staunchly defended of all personal beliefs. Given this role of skepticism as the tool of the persistent gadfly, it's not surprising that some people regard skepticism as a drag. But it doesn't have to be that way. Yes, skepticism is invaluable for debunking BS, and those who use it to that purpose are often doing a great public service. But skepticism has positive applications as well. The skeptical mindset is a fundamental tool for understanding everything that goes on around you. And if you find the world a fun and fascinating place to live in, you ought to find it more fun when you can understand it rationally and factually, which is to say, skeptically. Opportunities for positive skepticism surround us. Tuning into them is a way of accessing the fun and excitement of discovery at the everyday level. Every walk through nature, or the city, too, reveals puzzles about how things got to be the way they are, how they work, how the environment affects them. Working out the answers, or looking them up later if you have to, is a way of indulging your curiosity, expanding your breadth of knowledge, and applying empirically based reasoning to the things around you. Visits to museums are no longer exercises in passive absorption if you ask yourself how the exhibits are related, why they look the way they do, or what theme the curators may have been emphasizing, grouping them together. By the way, this works for art museums as well as science and natural history exhibits. If you're lucky enough to have bright and curious children in your life, introducing them to the methods of skeptical inquiry and rational thought is a tremendous joy and a great learning experience for you, too. Seeing the world through their eyes and helping them work their way toward answers to their own questions is a great way to tune and sharpen your own skeptical toolkit. From a positive mindset, even ordinary processes of skeptical criticism, such as critiquing and fact-checking news stories, can be opportunities for constructive engagement. Don't just rail at errors and bad logic in news stories or editorials. Consider writing a rebuttal letter grounded on fact and logic, or contribute to a blog on the topic. The challenge of crafting a concise and effective argument is another great tool sharpener. I want to encourage skeptics to see skepticism as a productive tool in their interaction with the world, not merely a bullshit filter, but something that extracts new knowledge and insight from everything they see, hear, or do. But in addition, I want to encourage us all to model the excitement and fun of engaging with the world intelligently, curiously, and eagerly. We're not all Carl Sagan or James Randi, but we all share the fascination they felt for truth and the satisfaction they took in finding it and putting it on a confident and reliable footing. When others see how much fun the world is to an engaged mind and see the tools of skepticism used to achieve the goal of new and reliable knowledge, perhaps they too will appreciate the skeptical mindset for all that it has to offer, more so than for what it detracts.